So I sold my house and everything I had in Dallas and moved to Muskogee, of all the places.
Must have been people in Dallas who wondered about you.
Yes. I'd lost my mind. I bought a little house, a little salt box, and I lived above it. I have kids that work for me now, and they think that I got where I am always. But I lived in two rooms above the house. The first floor was my shop, and I really didn't know if I would buy tissue next week. But again, a flock of guardian angels are always a god in my life because it sold as fast as I would buy it. I would buy 40-foot containers in England, and it would sell, you know, it would go out faster than the money came in almost, thank God. My brother-in-law at that time was a banker. So it all worked out.
Your sister, Francie, did she have a shop there?
She did. She had a shop called Fridays at Francie's, and I would buy for it every Friday night at an auction in Dallas. A friend that was in the book business would bring the stuff to her, and she would sell out every week, which was also a good indication that someone needed something. But in my shop, then within a year, Tulsa was coming there. I started doing houses in Tulsa.
Okay, let me stop you there, because what was it that was happening in Muskogee that Tulsa was not finding here? What were you doing? The containers in from England, and nobody had been doing that. Is that true? And is that what made you special?
Uh-huh. We were even having parties every shipment. One time we had a party in a vacant building, and we did Christmas trees. We did all of it.
So it was your presentation, too, the way that made that exciting.
Yes.
Where did you happen on to the buy containers from England? Was that your experience in Dallas?
No, I had gone to England just as a tourist. No, they didn't do that in Dallas. Actually, my first trip to England, when I had my money from selling my house and I went to England, and the reality of doing three times pound price to get retail was shocking. And the first day I didn't buy anything. I was so frightened. But then the second day I realized I'm over here, I've got the money, and where else can you get it any cheaper? So I started buying, and it was great.
There are moments in our life we can point to that were definitely an impetus for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
So that concept of buying containers right there set you off in a world that you had never known before.
That's right.
Nobody had been doing that. The first container, did it sell right away?
It did. And that was 43 years ago.
Then the word began to spread. There's this guy in Muskogee. He's bringing in furniture from Europe, from England in this case. And that's how it came to Tulsa.
That's right. I was asked to do a house here in Tulsa. Actually, it was just to redo a new kitchen. And it was photographed in whatever the Tulsa magazine was. And then I built a little house, a charming house in Muskogee for myself. They photographed it. And so with that, people kept coming. And then I started doing a lot of work in Tulsa, so I was coming here 3 days a week. But yet I'd built my dream house in Muskogee.
In Muskogee.
So I thought maybe I would get an apartment here. I talked to Walt Helmrich about Utica Square. It was like getting in Southern Hills. You know, I had to have references, 10 references, I think.
Well, here you are. Not that I need to defend Walt, but he had never met you. You came from Muskogee. He's thinking, who is this guy?
Uh-huh.
Then you got 10 probably customer references in Tulsa, which he probably knew, and that's what got you in.
That's right. I was in Utica Square for 15 years, and Walt Helmrich was a great, great friend. He always took care of me. There were several people that their lease was up, and he would tell them, if you don't redo your shop and hire Charles Faudre, I won't give you your lease. And I also did three models when he built the Yorktown. He hired me to do three models. He was a great friend.
Well, he saw this talent, and I'm sure Peggy was very supportive of that as well. A dear lady. So then you sold your dream house, which was in Muskogee. Probably made some coins on that,
did you? I did.
And then you come to Tulsa, and that would have been about 1980 in Utica Square. Then how did things take off for you? Pretty fast, I suppose.
Yes.
All these customers didn't have to drive to Muskogee anymore.
That's right. It was great. It's been a wonderful ride.
You were then mixing antiques with new furniture.
Yes.
Had anybody else done that?
Yes, I think they had. I think two old decorators, one a lady and one man. One had retired and one had passed away. So there was no one doing that.
From Tulsa, these two decorators?
Yes.
They had been doing it.
They had been doing
but that. But did you know they'd been doing it? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so they kind of planted a seed for you.
Yes.
Then it made sense, and you're in England, this all comes together. I'll bring it in, uh-huh. I'll mix the two.
And I was buying French furniture, of course, as well.
Did you go to France then?
No, that first few years, I was buying from a couple of French dealers in England.
Describe the style.
I think it was country French with a mix. It's always been about the mix, you know, a mix of English, and we always need a little Asian as well.
Asian too?
Yes.
Did you bring in?
No, but it's available.
Country French. That's what you would describe.
Yes. It was my passion.